Well, it's a good thing to be disappointed when you're 5-2. Obviously, as an offense, especially Miami didn't perform as well as we should have. But give them credit; they were a very good defense, and they'll finish top 10 defenses at the end of the year. And we just couldn't find plays, couldn't get into a rhythm, and a lot of that's my fault. I got to step up and play better. And two turnovers. It wasn't smart. The first one threw across my body and it sailed on me. The second one, I was trying to throw the ball away and got my arm hit, and obviously didn't make it out of bounds. But defense played exceptionally well. They won this game for us. B-Rob and Jared, I think we combined for 7 sacks total, and they played exceptionally well. And, we're 5-2, which is a good spot we want to be in, but there's obviously a lot of things that we got to work on as an offense.
As we go through the last series of the first half, kind of what you guys were trying to accomplish there?
We're trying to get points. Every time we get the ball in our hands, we're trying to get points. And, we did it in Jacksonville with 14 seconds. We went and got points. And so we figured that we, as a 2-minute offense, are really good at what we do. And we just didn't perform as well we should have.
Christian, you did a really good job the first 4 games of knowing however long in the pocket and then get rid of the football. Yeah. Do you need to get back to something there where you're just being smarter when the play breaks
now?
Yeah,
definitely. I'm trying to do too many things of getting out of the pocket and trying to force things to happen. And I got to be a lot smarter and make better decisions, for sure.
Obviously, the throw to Rudolph was behind him in Highwood. Would you have done that differently? Would you throw it away or run with it or what?
Well, I just would have ran with it. It's never smart to throw across your body like that. As a quarterback, I can make that throw. That's an easy throw to make. But if you take it back, probably should have run it.
What are the things you guys saw in the run game that you thought you could take advantage of?
We knew that we're a great running offense. We had to establish the run, and we knew that they did some different things, and we could pick up on some keys on certain pressures that we could run right into. And Adrian, ran exceptionally well, and obviously the offensive line blocked exceptionally well. And we're definitely relying on this run game, and that's not a bad thing. But we just got to keep making progress in the passing game.
You said it's a good thing to be disappointed when you're 5-2. Is that on some level encouraging? You guys have made a fair number of mistakes in some of these games, but you're still finding ways to win.
Yeah, for sure. To win an ugly game like this is huge. That shows how good of a team we are and how good of a how we can win as a team. We're not relying on one side of the ball. Offense had an off day, obviously, today, and the defense really picked it up. And special teams, won like the Detroit game. We're doing a really good job of finding ways to win, but we got to make a progression week to week and make sure that as an offense we don't perform like we did again today.
What does it mean to you to have kind of a rough game and then have Adrian have such a stunning game? And it must be a nice feeling as a quarterback.
It's very nice. It's nice to rely on other guys to take over the game for you. And obviously Adrian did that today and ran for over 100 yards and played exceptionally well, it definitely takes pressure off of me as a quarterback.
Touchdown to Percy. Can you take us through the design of that?
They went cover 0, we had Percy on a little what we call a slide route coming underneath, and actually Patrick Peterson did a good job. He had him in man coverage of getting through all the junk and almost made a play, but kind of gave ground and threw it to him in the flat, and he made Patrick miss and got in the end zone. And Percy's a key guy in this offense, and he made a play and got in. So,
2 red zone touchdowns after a week ago. I imagine that was pretty.
We made strides, and that was one area that we wanted to work on and get better at, and we did this week. Obviously, there's some other things we got to get better at for next week.
On that first half sack, when the guy shot right up the gap and got you, did you wrench your knee a little bit there? Because you got up and were sort of.
I don't think so. The knee thing's been around for a little bit, but that didn't really hurt me, no.
Is that long-term impacting your play at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, not at all.
How difficult is that Cardinals defense to sort of diagnose where things are coming from and the pressures?
It is tough. They do a lot of different things. Very different than what you see normally, and obviously 3-4s is going to be that way, but they did some different things, to try to take away Percy as well and roll some different coverages. But, that's why we prepare. And obviously, I got to do a better job preparing to better understand what they're doing. So.
Is that about as quickly as the pressure has gotten to you so far this season?
I think so. They were bringing about every down, and they were doing a good job of keeping the pressure on. And we knew that. We knew that going into this thing that they were going to be a high-pressure defense.
You talked a little bit about your footwork last week.
week on a couple of those interceptions. How did you feel with that today?
I think I did a better job of stepping up in the pocket. But, you know, like what we talked about before, I got to do a better job of getting rid of it quicker and getting it out of my hands.
One more.
All right. Thanks, guys.